This course is a discussion of human physiology, which is a broad topic involving all body systems, both large and small. In this course, there will be a discussion of cellular metabolism, including energy production, cell membrane function, and the synthesis of molecules by the cell. Large-scale metabolism will also be discussed, which is mainly a discussion of digestion and how the body controls weight through metabolism. Endocrine system physiology will be discussed, along with the feedback loops that help regulate the endocrine system. Many glands contribute to overall body function by secreting hormones acted upon by nearly every cell of the body. Tied into this will be a discussion of the physiology of the central nervous system, which includes the brain and spinal cord. The autonomic nervous system will be discussed separately from the endocrine system, as they have a unique physiology and activity in the body as a whole. The physiology of the skin and musculoskeletal system will be part of this course. The skin does much more than protecting the body from the elements, and muscles do more than moving the body. The unique aspects of these physiological systems will be discussed. The physiology of the heart, lungs, and blood flow are a part of this course. They work together to provide the body with oxygenated blood to every cell in the body. The basic anatomy of the heart will be discussed, as well as the study of blood flow. The mechanics of how oxygen is exchanged with carbon dioxide will be part of this course. Immune system physiology is covered in this course. The immune system begins in the bone marrow, where immune cells are made, and ends with the activity of cells on target pathogens and cancer cells. Kidney physiology and the structure and function of the urinary system are discussed, as well as the physiological components of urine. Digestive system physiology is included in this course. The digestive system operates at a large scale and molecular level to take food and digest it into nutrients that are absorbed by the stomach and small intestine. There are sections on male and female reproductive physiology, including how gametes are created and how the reproductive system manages the formation of gametes. The physiology of the skeletal system will be presented, including how bone is made from cartilage and how bone is grown from fetal cartilage. Lastly, there will be a section on acid-base regulation and how the kidneys, respiratory tract, and buffer systems work together to control the pH of the blood. Acid-base balance is also referred to as acid-base homeostasis because the process of controlling the pH of the extracellular fluid involves achieving homeostasis in the body. It involves regulating the levels of acids and bases in the extracellular fluid to keep the pH at a steady state. The whole goal of acid-base regulation is to maintain a normal blood and body fluid pH. The reason for this is that the body and its structures are extremely sensitive to the surrounding pH level. If the pH level were to deviate from the normal range, proteins get denatured and lose their acceptable shape. Some proteins get digested altogether. Enzymatic reactions are particularly sensitive to the ambient pH level, and if outside of a certain range, the enzymes cannot function normally and enzymatic reactions don't occur. This can be lethal to the human host. There are three systems that are functional in acid-base equilibrium. These include the bicarbonate buffer system, the phosphate buffer system, and the protein buffer system. There are two mechanisms for compensation of the acid-base system, including respiratory compensation and renal compensation. If the acid-base system is disrupted, an individual can suffer from alkalosis or acidosis. The acid-base balance and homeostasis are extremely tightly controlled by the buffering systems in the bloodstream. The goal is to keep the pH between 7.36 and 7.42. A pH higher than 7.42 represents alkalosis, while a pH less than 7.36 is called acidosis.